The people who are coming back, the vast majority of them are very poor. Many of them arrive only with the clothes they carry on their back. Colombia has a fairly effective national response mechanism. It has national institutions that are quite efficient in dealing with emergencies of this nature. So they've been in the lead, and the UN response has been complementing their efforts. So we've helped, for example, with registration. We've helped with the management of shelters. At the height of the crisis, about 4,000 of people were in provisional shelters. We helped with the management of those shelters. We've helped with very specific inputs, with food. We've helped with psychosocial support to children. We have at this stage up to 50 people in the different places on the border supporting the national response of the Colombian system.
What is the major concern at the moment?
Our major concern is that it's not resolved at a political level. That is what concerns us most, because in its current proportions, the situation has been managed effectively, is being managed effectively. But there are millions of Colombians, quite literally, living in Venezuela, possibly hundreds of thousands with inadequate documentation and therefore vulnerable. And in the absence of a political solution between the two countries, in the absence of dialogue between the two countries to manage this in a way that avoids creating humanitarian suffering, to manage this in a way that exposes very poor people to human rights violation, there's a danger that this could escalate and we could end up with a situation which is not manageable. So that is our main concern, that the two countries can reestablish dialogue and that we can refocus on the fact that while there are serious root problems that need to be attended to, the presence of armed groups in the border areas, the existence of smuggling and contraband, those problems are real and need to be attended to.
Could you please also describe the long-term humanitarian crisis that Colombia has been facing for so many years?
Well, Colombia has one of the longest-standing conflicts in the world and, surprisingly, has generated huge humanitarian needs. So at this stage, some 6,400,000 people have been registered as displaced persons. That's equivalent to the population of many countries. So we need to promote not just humanitarian aid for these people, but find solutions that give them back dignity in their lives, that allow them to look after themselves without the need for state aid. But above all, we need to put an end to displacement. Every year, there's an average of up to 200,000 new displaced, which is a figure much lower than the figure 10 years ago, but it's still a very important figure. And for that, the successful outcomes to the peace talks is absolutely critical. Although one has to say that the peace talks are now with the FARC, and the FARC aren't the only cause of displacement in Colombia. They account, incidents relating to the FARC account for around 50% of the displacement, but the other half is owing to actions by other armed groups.
Could you please also talk about the peace talks that are being held in Havana, Cuba?
These peace talks, like all others, have gone through many ups and downs. In spring this year, they went through a very, very difficult phase where it almost looked as if they were going to go off the rails. But since mid-July, there's been an acceleration and intensification of the talks, and they're moving forward. Last year, they made progress on three very big issues, three of the five agenda items, on rural development, on political participation, on illegal crops. And now they have two of the most difficult issues outstanding, which is transitional justice and victims, and the issue of leaving aside arms and monitoring of a ceasefire. But they're making good progress on both those issues. So I think there's a very high likelihood that within the next 6 to 12 months, we will see an agreement. And the big, big challenge then will be actually implementing it, because what's been accorded so far is ambitious, is far-reaching, is transformative, but will need very robust, resource-intense implementation mechanisms. And that's one of the big challenges I see ahead.